الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس، والله يحب المحسنين. وقال تعالى: خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. صدق الله العظيم. Most respected brothers and elders and our mothers listening over the receiver, we find it is quite common that people say, I do not have complete control over myself, I lose my temper very quickly, I become angry very easily, I am unable to restrain myself, I get provoked very quickly, very easily, I blurt out things which I later regret, at times I become violent, I use my force against those with whom I am angry, I just erupt, I become enraged, infuriated, I have no control over myself whatsoever, no control over my tongue, my mind, I lose my senses, and many a times I have blurted out the word talaq to my wife in that state and condition. How often my very close friend and partner in my business, and over something petty, but because I had no control over myself, I did not restrain myself, I lost my cool, I saw red, as they say, I charged like an angry bull, and this terminated our relationship. And now the condition is such that my own wife and children, my family members, my friends, my associates, they all have distanced themselves away from me. Now the problem of anger is a common problem. Scholars have mentioned it is min nazaghat, inna al-ghadaba min nazaghati shaitan. It is from the promptings of shaitan, the insinuations of shaitan, the provocations of shaitan, where shaitan provokes a person. He incites you, spurs you on to lose yourself, to give vent to your anger. يخرج به الإنسان عن حد الاعتدال صورة وسيرة. A man becomes so infuriated, enraged. He has reached boiling point, like how we have a volcano that erupts. And the magma that just erupts out. Or we have a pressure cooker. And if the heat is not lowered, then we find that the lid will burst open and everything will spill and boil over. We do not realize how detrimental this weakness in man is. This illness, which is a very common illness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised a person who came to him and said, "Awsini ya Rasulullah, give me some advice." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perhaps knew the condition and the weakness of this particular sahabi because of his interaction with the others. Or probably he was inspired at the time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he advised him with just one simple word, "La taghdab." Don't become angry. In other words, you must control yourself when you are prompted to give vent to your anger. He asked again for another advice. "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give me more advice." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the same advice, "La taghdab," don't become angry. "Faraddada miraran." Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the same advice several times. Despite this sahabi asking Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for something different, a new advice, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam still mentioned to him, still advised him with the same advice, "La taghdab," don't become angry. In one narration, as is reported by Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi, in that narration, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned, "Walakal jannah." Don't become angry and Allah will give you paradise. So scholars have said, when a person loses himself, your heart rate goes faster, your blood pressure rises, you lose your senses, you lose your mind. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two people were quarreling nearby and he observed them, one swearing the other one retaliating, responding in a similar manner. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised a sahabi, says, "If this person or these people this have to say one word, لَأَعْلَمُ كَلِمَةً لَوْ قَالَهَا," I know one word, if he just says it, then he will be removed from the state of anger. The sahabi asked, "What is it, Ya Rasulullah?" Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim." I seek protection in Allah from shaitan, the curse. So from this hadith we can understand that anger is directly related to shaitan, the whisperings of shaitan, the promptings of shaitan, the incitement from shaitan. So when man goes beyond the bounds, he exceeds the limits and he does not control and restrain himself, he does not contain himself, but he passes and he exceeds the limits, then even his physical form, his facial expression changes. He looks very ugly indeed. We don't see ourselves becoming angry, others see us. But if a person really, when he is enraged, he's fuming and he's angry, he must take a mirror and look at himself at that time. His face looks terrible. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that anger is a brand. It is an ember on the heart of Ibn Adam. It is a coal on the heart of man. Have you not seen a person when he becomes angry? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ama ra'aytum," did you not see the redness of his eyes, the swelling of his veins on the neck? We look at the facial expression of the person, the body language of the person. He's got his eyes are now beginning to stare at his enemy or the person who he is becoming angry with. His teeth He has got his fists and his teeth clenched. He does not even bother or care what he is going to say, what he is going to do. At that moment, he does not even contemplate and reflect on the consequences of his giving vent to his anger. When a person loses his mind, it takes him seconds only to pull out the gun and kill the person in front of him, and then he kills himself. So look at the consequences, the devastating consequences of anger. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تغضب, don't become angry. Then the person, his behavior, people are watching around him, surrounding him. They hear his vulgar language, abusive language. His little masoom children at home now hear words they never heard before. His poor wife, she is shaking. Deplorable behavior, reprehensible as we say. He's got no shame in him. He doesn't bother. Neighbors are hearing. Sometimes outside the masjid, over a parking, over a car. These are petty things. Yes, man has this quality of becoming angry. But this quality of anger has to be channeled in the right place, the right time, with the right people. In times of war, when you're fighting the enemy, who are opposing your deen, they're humiliating you, they're torturing you. At that time, you've got to become angry. You'll be a coward if you don't show your anger at that time. When you are opposing your nafs and desires, your egos, your passions, that is the time where you should channel your anger towards. That is the time where you channel your anger towards your nafs, towards the promptings of shaitan. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in hadith, لَيْسَ الشَّدِيدُ بِالسُّرَعَةِ إِنَّمَا الشَّدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. A strong person, a wrestler, is not one who pins his opponent to the ground, gets him into a fix, pins him to the ground, subdues him. He's unable to stand up, he's unable to wake up. You immobilize him. Rasulullah says, that is not a strong person. He may have physical strength, but he is not regarded to be shadeed, a strong person in Sharia. إِنَّمَا شَدِيدُ الَّذِي يَمْلِكُ نَفْسَهُ عِنْدَ الْغَضَبِ. A strong person is that person who controls himself when he is angered. Now he is mindful, he's watchful, he thinks before he says or does anything. He has complete control over his anger. He subdues himself. Then he is regarded in Shariat to be a strong person. The effects of anger are such, or is such, إِنَّ الْغَضَبَ لَيُفْسِدُ الْإِيمَانِ كَمَا يُفْسِدُ الصَّبِرُ الْعَسَلِ. We have honey, and everybody says it is sweet as honey. The sweetness of honey, every one of us has tasted, experienced. But there's a plant known as the aloe plant. When this plant is dipped into honey, the bitterness of this plant spoils the sweetness of that honey entirely. That container, that jar of honey that you had, absolutely sweet, the sweetness of that honey disappears immediately when that aloe plant is mixed with that honey. That aloe plant is absolutely bitter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us this analogy, and he says that anger spoils a person's iman, just like how this aloe plant destroys the sweetness of that honey. Now look at the effects of anger. Therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْغَضَبَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Anger is from shaitan. When one of you becomes angry, he says, shaitan has been created. إِنَّ شَيْطَانَ خُلِقَ مِنْ نَارِ. He's been created from fire. وَإِنَّمَا النَّارُ يُطْفَأُ بِالْمَاءِ. And fire is extinguished by water. So when one of you becomes angry, what is the ilaj, what is the remedy? He must make wudu. And he must cool himself down. فَلْيَتَوَضَّأْ. One hadith says, if the person is standing, he must sit down. فَلْيَجْلِسْ. If he is sitting, فَلْيَطَّجِعْ. He must lie down. The shurah, the commentators have explained this. Person who is standing, he's got that enmity now, that vengeance, that fury, he's raging, he's lost himself, so now he is going to take revenge. He's going to become abusive. He's going to use his force. So if he's standing, he must sit down immediately. By sitting down, this change in position, from standing to sitting, from sitting to lying down, this change in posture and position of the person will help this person now to subdue himself. Scholars have mentioned that from a standing position, Allah or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him to go towards the earth, towards the ground, to lie down, to sit down, closer to the earth, which has the quality of tawadu, humility. Humble in nature. He is soft in nature. Person who is angry wants elevation. Fire wants elevation. He wants to rise. He wants to be high. Shaitan wants it to be superior over everybody else. So therefore, if the person is standing, he must sit down. And if he is sitting, he must lie down. Or he must make wudu. It will cool him. Or he must move away from there. Or he must read, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We have anger management causes. And detailed things are explained there. How beautiful Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned simple advices. If you are standing, sit down. If you are sitting, lie down. Or move away from the place. Drink water. Make wudu. All these things will help the person to subdue himself. But the main part, the main thing, the real test is for him to swallow, to gulp down this anger. And therefore in the hadith it is mentioned, مَا تَجَرَّعَ عَبْدٌ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مِنْ جُرْعَةِ كَيْضٍ يَكْذِمُهَا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. That a person has not swallowed or gulped down any gulp, any drink in the eyes of Allah, then the swallowing of anger when he was provoked for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he drank up his anger. He swallowed his anger. He suppressed his anger. He did not give vent to his anger and feelings and his emotions. Then that is the most beloved swallowing and drinking of any person. What are the benefits of a person who suppresses his anger? It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ كَفَّ غَضَبَهُ. Whoever suppresses his anger, كَفَّ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ عَذَابَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will suppress, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove his anger away from this person on the day of Qiyamah. One person has written, he says there was an elderly person or a couple, they were living. And one day he sat down to partake of his meal. But he found there was too much of salt in the food. And he was extremely hungry. He was a very busy person. He had to go somewhere. He was in a hurry. Now as he took a few morsels down, he could see the salt, the excessive salt in the food. And immediately, this is human nature, he became angry. Now when he became angry, he was about to shout at his wife and swear and curse her. But then he thought to himself, what if this was done by my own daughter to my son-in-law? How would I would have liked that my son-in-law respond and react. I would have liked that my son-in-law makes sabr and forgives my daughter. After all, this wife of mine, she is the daughter of some person. I'm the son-in-law of some person. Won't my father-in-law like that I also suppress my anger now? So he did not say a single word. After some time, when he passed on, some person sees in a dream. He inquires of him, what was your fate in the hereafter? He says, I had no good deeds whatsoever. My bad deeds were so much. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me. So he asked him, why? He says, just one simple incident in my life, that I suppressed myself when I was angered because of the excess of salt in my food, because I suppressed my anger, I forgave my wife, I didn't tell her anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me for that. Hadith Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi had a khadim, an attendant, and continuously this khadim would make mistakes, and he would do things that would annoy Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi. He was a very extremely busy scholar, great alim. One particular day, this khadim did something wrong, as the Shaykh says. Now what did you do again? And Hazrat, make me maaf. So at that moment, as the Shaykh rahmatullahi was busy checking some kitabs, it was some very important issue. So at that moment he said, how many times must I make you maaf? Mawla Ilyas rahmatullahi alayhi, who was the uncle of the Shaykh Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, overheard this conversation. And he overheard Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullahi's remarks. That how many times must I make you maaf? He shouted out from top, Zakariya, you should make him maaf that amount of times you wish Allah to forgive you. How much you want Allah to forgive you, that's how much you should forgive him. In other words, you must display a good character and suppress your anger. That person who, despite having all the means, physical means and whatever other means he has to give vent to his anger when he is angered by some person, but he drinks his anger down, he swallows his anger, he gulps it down, he suppresses himself. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَلَأَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ أَمْنًا وَإِيمَانًا. Allah will fill his heart with peace, tranquility, serenity. Allah will fill his heart with iman. Look at the blessings. Allah is going to fill his heart with iman. Allah is going to bless him with happiness, with serenity, with comfort. He will not have any apprehensions or fear of anything that's going to harm him. Another hadith, that a person who, despite having the means of giving vent to his feelings and anger, he suppresses himself, subdues himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call him in front of the entire mankind on the day of Qiyamah, ala ru'usil khalaiq. And Allah will give him the choice of hur'een he wishes in the hereafter. You pick which hur'een you wish. There are many other virtues. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that explains four conditions of people. One is the person who becomes angry very quickly, sari'ul ghadab, and he takes very, very long to forgive. Bati'ul fayl. Angry very quickly, and he forgives. Not easily, not quickly. It takes years to forgive. He is the worst of people. And the other who becomes angry quickly, but he forgives also easily. And the one who becomes, takes long to become angry, but he takes long to forgive also. The best of all is that one who takes long to become angry and who forgives very quickly. Who is bati'ul ghadab, sari'ul fayl. It takes him very long to become angry. But when he is angry, he forgives very easily, very quickly. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we know his valor, his courage, his justice, his bravery, his position in the eyes of Sahaba. When he spoke something, they would all adhere and listen to him. Shaitan would flee from that gully way. Umar radiallahu ta'ala would traverse and walk. Once, there was a particular person by the name of Uyayna. He comes to his nephew. His nephew was amongst the ulama, the scholars in the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And he would be summoned by Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And his opinions were taken. Umar radiallahu would consult him, make him part of his Ahl Shura. He was a young person, but Umar radiallahu ta'ala liked him a lot. So his uncle says, I see you have got some connection with Amir al-Mu'minin, I need to speak to him. He said, no problem. He arranges the meeting. As the uncle enters Uyayna, he doesn't even address him with, Ya Amir al-Mu'minin, Ya Ibn al-Khattab, O son of Khattab, you don't deal with justice. You don't distribute with fairness. Now, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was known for his justice, became enraged, became angry. He was about to strike this person. When the nephew saw what's going to happen, immediately he reminds Umar radiallahu ta'ala, O Umar, Allah says, خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ وَإِنَّهُ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Umar, forgive. Allah says, forgive. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, come on, with good. وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, turn away from the ignorant ones. This uncle of mine is ignorant. He does not know what he's doing. Umar radiallahu ta'ala did not say one word further. Immediately he suppressed his anger and he forgave the person. وَكَانَ وَقَافًا عِنْدَ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Any ayat of Allah, any command of Allah, Umar would abide by it totally, wholeheartedly. Ali ibn Hussein radiallahu ta'ala is making wudu. His servant, the slave girl, she's pouring the wuzu water from an earthen jar. He's busy, he's engrossed. Now his concentration on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making wudu. And suddenly this earthen jar, which is very heavy, slips from her hands, falls on his head. He's wounded, he's injured. Now imagine that pain, that agony. Any person becomes angry, he looks at her. He's angry. Immediately she reminds him, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظِ. Allah talks about the qualities of the believers, those who give, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, those who give generously in times of difficulty and in times of happiness and prosperity. Then Allah says, those who swallow the anger. So immediately he suppressed himself. Then she says, وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ. Allah says, and forgive, and those who forgive the people. He says, I have forgiven you. She was very learned. She said, Allah further says, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do good. He realized what she was saying. He says, I have freed you for the sake of Allah. Now you and I would have got angry, would have whooped that slave girl. How do we treat our workers in our factories and businesses? Yes, they do things wrong. But let us suppress and control ourselves. Our wives, they are human beings. We expect everything to be done instantly. We expect them to run around and do all the shopping and do everything and picking up the children. And one small error, small mistake on their part, and the whole roof is blown. Sharia tells us to display good akhlaq. And all of us, in fact myself mainly, we need to suppress ourselves, our anger. We need to subdue ourselves. There are so many more incidents in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, in the pious predecessors, where there are lessons for us. But this much is sufficient for us today. لا تغضب. Don't become angry. Suppress yourself. Swallow that anger. Don't give vent to your feelings. Subdue yourself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill your heart with that iman. Allah will give you the serenity, the peace, the comfort, the enjoyment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you on the day of Qiyamah. How often it has happened, a person became angry, he said a few things, he did some nasty things. Later on in life, there was only nadamat, regret, regret, regret. May Allah ta'ala save us from suffering the regret. May Allah give us the composure. May Allah help us to subdue our anger. when we become angered. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.